Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Basra, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Suppose I'm living in my house for 3 years and someone knocks at my door. Let's say he's the previous owner. And the man says to me, can I have my house back, please? I say, what do you mean? I've been living here for 3 years. No one ever said anything. I have a chazaka. And he says to me, but how did you get this house? And I say to him, I don't have to answer you. I have a chazaka. I've been living here for 3 years. Well, the answer to that is, I do have to answer him. If not, my chazaka doesn't work. Zak the Mishnah, once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Kol chazaka she'ein ima taina. Any chazaka that doesn't come with a taina, with a claim of how I got the house, ain't a chazaka. Simply isn't a good chazaka. Ketzan, for example, Amaloi, this person who knocked at my door, he says to him, meaning he says to me, Ma ata oseh b'tach shli, what are you doing in my house? V'hu amar, and he answers, the person that's living in the house, in our mashal me, I'm going to say, well, shalei amali adam dava me'aylam. I've been using this property because no one ever told me anything. Ein a chazaka. You have to explain how you got the house. Either I'm going to tell him, shemachartali, you sold it to me. Or shenasatli b'matana, you gave it to me as a gift. Or avicha mecharali, your father sold it to me. Or avicha, the son of b'matana, your father gave it to me as a gift. In all these cases, I raise a chazaka. Then it's a chazaka. I don't have a shtar to prove what I'm saying? Okay, so for that, I rely on the chazaka. Listen, for 3 years, I'm in the house, no one said anything. So I don't have a shtar anymore. Zakt de Mishnah Vaiter v'haba mishum Yerusha, one who comes with a taina. I'm in this house for 3 years. Because on the day my father passed away, it was his, and I inherited it from him. Yeah, but how did your father get it? Daddy doesn't have to answer. V'haba mishum Yerusha, ein atzarach taina. I don't have to explain to you how my father got the house. He has to bring a raya that it's true that his father Taka lived there, and he got it from his father. Even his father only lived there for a day. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Ha'umanim, a craftsman. Let's say I fix shoes. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Ha'umanim. The Batanura understands this refers to craftsmen that are working on kalim. They can't later say, well, this kali is mine. Yeah, these shoes are mine. That's how the Batanura learns. Fast Yisrael, others learn that we're talking about people who are building in a property, they're doing construction or repairs. V'yashutafim or partners. Let's say you have two partners, Reuven and Shimon, own a property. And one of them took all of the payers for 3 years. And the partner didn't say anything. So he can't say, what do you mean? You sold it to me. And for 3 years you didn't say anything. You sold me your chalik. Well, maybe the agreement between the partners were. One takes 3 years and the other takes the next 3 years. The Batanur, however, explains we're assuming that it's like a small property. It's so small that it can't be divided if one of the partners doesn't want it to be divided. So it was a normal thing. The one partner should use it for a certain amount of time, then the other partner uses it. The fact that one partner was taking everything and the other didn't say anything, that doesn't mean the one partner sold out to the other. It simply means that that was their agreement. But if it's a very big property where partners would always divide, this half is yours, this half is mine, and one of them uses the whole thing, then that could be a chazaka if he did so for 3 years. Viho arisin. I'm sure you remember this word from the Masechtas Bava Metzia. It's a aris is literally a sharecropper. That's a person who works in the field, and in return, he gets a certain amount. Let's say a half, or a third, or a quarter, whatever the minhag medina is. And this person took the entire crop for himself for 3 years, and the owner didn't say anything. Well, if this is a sharecropper that has been working with the Balabas for years, it could be this is their agreement. He takes 3 years, and then the next couple of years belong to the owner. That was the deal. That's why he's working on the field. The fact that he was there for 3 years and the owner didn't say anything, that doesn't mean that it's his, that was sold to him. Vaiter vo apitropin. An apitropis is someone that Bezdin appointed to take care of a property. They can't say, well, you see, no one said anything. What do you mean? You were taking care of this property. So of course no one's going to say anything. It doesn't mean it's yours. You were appointed to take care of it on behalf of someone else. So these people, ain lahem chazaka. Remember, the basis of chazaka is the fact that no one came to protest. That's your excuse for not holding on to the title. But for these people, the fact that no one came to protest is because they thought you belonged there. But it doesn't mean that it's yours. Vaiter zakta mishnah. Ain lo ish chazaka benichse ishtoi. A man has no chazaka in the nechasim of his wife. And a woman can't establish a chazaka on the property of her husband. A husband has to provide food for his wife. Chazal gave the right to the husband that he can use the peiros of fields that she brings into the marriage. So he's entitled to eat the fruit of her fields while they're married. So Mamele, he can't say, well, she sold me the field. Where's your star? You see, I've been working, you shouldn't say anything. I've been taking the peiros, shouldn't say anything. No, you were taking the peiros because Chazal said you're allowed to take the peiros. Now suppose he comes with another time. You should know, even when she was still in Arusa, and Arusa means before Nesuyim, before the Chuppah, I promised her and I gave it to her in writing that I will not take her peiros. She could have stopped me. I would start eating the peiros. She would say, you promised not. You gave me a star. So I really had no right to eat the peiros. And despite that, she didn't protest. So doesn't that prove I have a chazaka? And the answer is no, it doesn't. Because the derech is, even if your wife saw you were taking the peiros and you weren't supposed to, she still wouldn't stop you. That's the normal thing. Whether you had a right to take them or you didn't have a right to take them. And that's why a husband has no chazaka in the nechasim of his wife. For that matter, ve'in le'isha chazaka b'nechsei baila. A woman can't establish a chazaka upon the property of her husband. A husband, al pi halacha, is required to provide food for his wife. So if she's eating the peiros of his fields, that's just the way the husband is feeding his wife. That doesn't mean that it's her field. Well, what if the husband, says the Batanura, told her to take food from a certain field, and she's eating it from a different field? It still doesn't mean that he sold her the field. Because a person doesn't necessarily stop his wife, even if she's not following his instructions. Vaitra zakta mishne v'layla av. A father can't have a chazaka b'nechsei ben in the property of a son. V'layla ben b'nechsei av. And a son can't have a chazaka on the property of a father. A lot of times, a son takes care of his father's field and a father takes care of his son's field. So the fact that you're there doesn't mean it's yours. People don't complain because they think, oh, he's just helping me out. He's there. He's working on my field. So just like we said before in Apitropis, someone that's in charge of someone else's field can't say it's mine. You see, no one protested. We didn't protest because we thought you're working for the other person there. Same is so with a father-son, son-father relationship. Zakta Mishtavaiter. When do we say, in regard to these cases, that it's not a chazaka? Bimachzik. Someone is trying to say, I have a chazaka, and therefore it's mine. He wants to use it as proof that he owns the property that he is occupying. But there is a totally different kind of a chazaka, and that chazaka doesn't take 3 years. Let's say I want to give you a gift. I want to give you my karka. And the way you acquire this gift is through a kinyan. And I say, lech chazek, go and make a chazaka and acquire it. Avol ben noisin matana, if I want to stam give a matana. And the person wants to make a chazaka as a kinyan to show, okay, I received the matana. Or v'ha'achin shechalko. Let's say brothers are dividing an estate. Father passed away, there were 3 brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They have to divide the estate. Each one's getting a different part of the field, they agree to it. Each one is going to make a chazaka on his part of the field, and that's how it becomes his. Or v'hamachzik b'nichse hager. Someone wants to acquire property that was owned by a ger. The ger passed away, he has no yarshim. Whoever gets it first keeps it. Now, if the ger had children, the children yarshim. We're talking about a ger who didn't have children. Usually, when a person passes away, his yerusha goes to his children. If he has no children, then it goes to his father. His father passed away already. It goes up to his father, even though his father passed away, and comes back down to his brothers. If he has no brothers, it goes up to his grandfather and comes back down to his uncles. And if his uncles aren't alive, it comes back down to his cousins. And that's how it goes all the way up to Yaakov Avinu, until his closest cousin. It goes up and comes down. But by a ger, it's shayach, that he has no yarshim. So the first one who gets it keeps it. So you have to make a chazaka to show you got it. In all these cases, what's the chazaka? Na'al, he locked it up. He made a door, the Batanura says. V'godar, he fenced it in, made a wall around it. Uparatz, or he broke open a fence. In other words, he made it possible to enter the property more easily. He made another entranceway. Kalshu, even a little bit. Harezu chazaka, for these things, for this type of a chazaka, that's all you have to do. The only time you say 3 years is when the person wants to claim that he owns it and he doesn't have a bill of sale, doesn't have a shtar. But to grab it, to take hold of it, that kind of a chazaka, you just have to do these 3 things. Okay, quickly chazaring over. We learned in our Mishnah, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, a chazaka is to come with a taina. You have to explain how you got it. You can't just say, well, I'm here for 3 years and no one said anything. He has to say, well, you sold it to me. You gave it to me as a gift. Your father sold it to me. Your father gave it to me as a gift. And no one said anything for 3 years. That's why I don't have the shtar. That's a chazakah. If I say I yarshened it from my father, I don't have to explain how my father got it, as long as I can prove my father lived here, even for a short while. Then there are those that are working on the property, and it could be that's why no one said anything. So the fact that no one said anything doesn't prove it, like a craftsman. Though we explained about Tanura says a craftsman, he refers to someone working on a keli, but it's the same idea. If there was a reason why he would have it, he can't later say, I don't have the shtar because no one said anything. Same is true for partners. Same is true for an oris, a sharecropper. Or an apitropis, a court-appointed guardian. They have no chazaka. Even though one partner says, well, I took everything for 3 years. Well, maybe that was the arrangement. Assuming it was a small field where sometimes that's how arrangements are made. An oris is someone who works in someone else's field. He's supposed to get, let's say, a half or a third or a quarter. And here he took everything. Well, maybe that was the arrangement. You take everything the first 3 years, and the next couple of years, it all goes to the balabas. If this is an aris that he had a relationship with. We also said a person, a man, doesn't have a chazaka in the nechasim of his wife. Because under normal circumstances, you're allowed to eat the peyros. And even if he gave her a shtar, you won't. Well, it could be she didn't stop you. That doesn't mean you bought it from her. It doesn't mean that it's not hers. For that matter, a woman doesn't have a chazaka in the nechasim of her husband. The husband has to give his wife food, so he told her to eat those peyros. Doesn't mean because she was eating those peyros, it's her field. Even if he told her to eat from a different field and she ate from this field, but in the marriage, that's what happens. It doesn't mean that it's hers. Husband doesn't stop his wife from eating even if she's not eating from the right field. For that matter, a father doesn't have a chazaka in the nechasim of his son or a son in the nechasim of his father because these are people that normally work on each other's fields. Now, all these halachos of 3 years is by someone who wants to claim that the field is his. But if we're talking about the type of chazaka, which is a form of a kinyan, giving you a present, a field, or brothers are dividing an estate, and each one is taking a certain part of the field, or someone wants to make a chazaka b'nichse hager, so it doesn't take 3 years. You put up a door, you put up a fence, or you open up a part of a fence, even a small amount. That's called a chazaka. And whoever received it gets it, and the one who gave it can't take it back, and no one else can have a claim to it.